presenting a new chapter in the life of Mary Souther. Here is a charming story of an everyday woman whose life story we believe will interest you as it has thousands of others from coast to coast. Start listening today and plan to follow a story that never has a dull moment. Mary Southern's life story is presented each weekday at this time by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. Those glamorous women of stage and screen, what chance would they have if their smiles were not lovely? But let's be frank. What chance for love and admiration does any woman have? What chance do you have if you've neglected that warning trace of pink on your toothbrush and little by little lost the beauty of your smile? Don't let that happen. Not to you. At the first sign of pink on your toothbrush, face this fact. Pink toothbrush is a warning that can't be dodged. It may mean serious trouble, even tragedy ahead. See your dentist right away. Follow his advice to the letter. There's a good chance, of course, that he'll tell you your condition is not yet serious, that you can charge your condition up to soft food diet, that your gums have grown weak and flabby from lack of exercise. Then, like so many dentists, he may suggest Ipana with massage to give your gums the stimulation that they need. Why? Because Ipana, I-P-A-N-A, Ipana, when used with massage, is specially designed to help the health of your gums. And that's the very basis of sound, strong teeth and the flashing smile that compels admiration. So tonight, after you brush your teeth with Ipana, squeeze a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and gently massage your gums. Zip, just like that. You'll feel a tang, a tingly, glowing feeling in your gums as exhilarating as a breath of forest balsam. That famous tang is exclusive with Ipana and massage, and it means that you're stimulating your gums, rousing circulation, helping to make your gums firmer and healthier, your teeth brighter, your smile more glamorous. Don't wait for any symptom that may threaten your smile. Ask your druggist for an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste today. Use Ipana with massage tonight. Well, here's another Monday in the life of Mary Souther. But for Mary, it's far, far from being a blue Monday. In fact, Mary is so happy this morning that, well, we feel like sticking wildflowers in our hair and skipping over hill and dale. She and Max have just spent a glorious weekend together. And how did that happen? Well, when Mary had learned that Max had joined the gambling racket to make her hate him because he felt unworthy of her love, she was overjoyed because she realized that Max really loved her. She was so happy, the Reverend saw only one thing to do. Go to the jail where Max was being held after the gambling house raid and have him released in his custody until his trial came up. This arranged, the Reverend in turn released Max into Mary's custody and, well, she still got him. It's coming from the nasal passages of a sublimely contented Max. Our own Max, unaware as yet that Monday morning has come and that his wife is about to re-enter their bedroom to tell him so.
Oh, what a horribly beautiful noise. Max. Max, darling, you're fighting a baby. That means he must be choked to death. I've just gotten him back. Max. Max, wake up. Max, darling. Now, that's unfair. I can't understand a word. Max. All right, little man. It's cold water for you and how you love it. Now, I'll give you one more thing. Max. Well, too late. This hurts Mama more than it does you, but duty's duty.
Close the window, Mac. Close the window. It's raining in.
Oh, you think so? Well, take this.
Hey, ye gods, the roof's off.
Mac, dear, I had to. You were snoring so
well. Well, Tuts, it's going to cost you.
No, Mac, now I had to. You wouldn't wake up when I called you.
Yeah, well, put down that.
All right. Down there. I put it down.
All right, and here I come. Come out from behind that chair.
Mac, stop. There's no thing for fighting.
Are you coming out from behind that chair?
No.
Huh?
And besides, what do you think Trevor and Blaine takes downstairs with all this noise going on?
Well, I didn't start running.
That's right. Blame it on me.
Well, yeah. I guess maybe we had better cut it out.
Well,
huh?
That's a good boy. Sure. Now get your shower.
Now I've got you.
No, not
You fell for my line, didn't you?
Well, it's not the first time.
Oh, a wise guy, huh? Well, now, just for that...
No, Mac, no. Now put me down. You tear my dressing gown.
Well, I want to see if you bounce. Now, you got to treat Dame rough,
oh,
you know. Oh, hey, quit biting my ear.
Oh, Mac, I'm so happy.
Oh, gee, you mean that, Tuts?
Of course I mean it, darling. Mac, what did I ever do to make you think such a horrible thing?
Think what, Mary?
Oh, you know. How could you ever think I was too good for you?
Well, if I had been so ecclesiastical, why, I'd have caught on to it sooner. But...
Egotistical, dear.
Yep. Oh, yeah, thanks. Mary, you see...
Mac, if I thought you weren't a good man, what kind of a woman would I be?
Wait a minute. I didn't get that one. My ears was lapping over.
Well, listen, would a good woman give her love to a man who's not good?
Sure. Sometimes a woman just can't tell. Now, you always thought that I was good, and you still think so. But, Tuts, I'm bad.
Certainly you're bad.
Mm-hmm.
All little boys are bad.
Huh?
And look what they're made of. Rats and snails and puppy dog tails. And none of them really fit for little girls. Because little girls are made out of sugar and spice and everything nice.
Mm-hmm.
But little girls grow up and they have to love and marry. And there's nothing to do but pick out little boys. I know little boys never grow up, but sometimes I wish mine would.
Oh, what do you mean?
They're such desperate little fellas when they're remorseful for making Mama mad. Or they even run away from home. When I married you, sweetheart, I married all of you. And you married all of me. We're a man and a woman in love with each other. And that wouldn't be if we didn't respect each other, have faith and trust in each other. I have all of those for you.
Oh, listen, cut it out, will you, Tut? See, every time I let you start flinging words around, I wind up with a set of wings and a silo.
Halo, man. Yeah.
Well, now what's so funny, huh?
I was just thinking how you'd look in halo.
Well, better than you do, who knows. Guess what I am had.
And what if your halo was too big and it came down over your ears?
Well, we'll make a floor lamp out of it. And use your hat for a shade.
Oh,
are
we silly,
Bill? Well, now, listen, you might be, but I'm wonderful again, ain't I?
Huh? Oh, I'm so ugly, Tider.
Oh, darling.
Maybe...
Oh, Jimmy.
How do you like that? Hiya, Jimmy. Hey, what do you mean, muscling in here?
Well, we didn't know you were awake. Yeah,
Jimmy.
Well, come on in, Susan. You and Jimmy. We're all going to have breakfast in just a few minutes.
Yeah, you better.
But I bet you and Daddy must not have any coffee.
Hey, I'll slug the guy that says we can't.
You better start slugging,
Mom. Jimmy, you mustn't use that language. Max, you hear what you've done to my baby?
What?
Oh, now, Jimmy, why can't Mother and Daddy make heavenly coffee?
Because it's all boiled over.
Heavens above, I put coffee on and forgot all about
it. Take it easy. So we'll make another pot.
Get your shower, Max. Come on, Susan, let's go clean up the mess and get breakfast done.
Wait a minute, Susan. Daddy Max is going to take a shower bath, and Daddy is not allowed. I'll just turn it on for
you. Now, wait a minute. Give me a kiss, sis, before you go. Well, I'll whack them all, Susan, to fight all over, huh? Bye now.
Bye.
Hey, Jimmy, close that shower curtain, will you? You want to flood the joint?
Okay.
I'll see you later, sis.
Hurry up, Daddy Max. Mommy and I have breakfast ready in a few minutes, hardly.
Okay, sis.
Well, we won't fret about that, Susan. There's too much to be happy about. Isn't it wonderful to have Daddy Max home?
Yes. And can't he play with Jimmy and me sometimes instead of always being with you?
Oh, you little angel, of course he can and will. I've been too busy with him, haven't I?
Yes. Well, you want me to see who it is at the doorman?
No, I'll go see what it is. Oh, good morning, Reverend Blaine.
Good morning, Mary.
I'll bet you came to complain of the noise Max and I made cutting up like a couple of kids.
Why, not at all. I didn't hear a sound.
Well, I'm sure we loosened some of the plaster.
Happy, Mary.
Don't ask me to raise my church pledge this morning. I'd triple it, and I'd hardly afford what it is now. Oh, Reverend Blaine, I've heard of second honeymoons, but I didn't think there was any such thing, really, until this weekend. I know I'm the happiest woman in the world. Well, aren't you even going to congratulate me?
Mary, I'd rather have taken a beating than to climb these stairs with my little piece of news.
What news?
Well, Max probably told you. You see, I arranged for him to be in my custody until they sent for him.
Yes, but... Oh, come on in.
Thank you.
What is the news, Reverend?
Well, Mary, Sheriff Barstow has just called and asked me to return Max.
So soon?
Well, Mary, you knew Max was going to have to face trial. But the joys of your second honeymoon, as you called it, made you forget almost everything but Max, the babies, and being happy, didn't they? Even the babies ran second to Max. And we're earnestly hoping that anybody's aim to take Max from you will run second to your desire to keep him with you forever. When you've got a tube of Ipana toothpaste in your cabinet, there's no need to risk the loss of beauty that often is the result of home neglect of teeth and gums. Just brush your teeth with Ipana. I-P-A-N-A, Ipana. Then, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage your gums. You feel the difference. You feel a tingly sensation, a glow, a tang that's exclusive with Ipana and massage. Your teeth feel clean. Your mouth feels wide awake, and that's exhilarating. Your gums feel stimulated, and that is important. Because when you stimulate your gums with Ipana and massage, you are taking a big step toward better oral health. You see, Ipana with massage quickens circulation, arouses lazy gums. So your gums tend to get stronger and firmer, your teeth sounder, and your smile more flashing and lovely. Try Ipana with massage, the famous technique in the home care of the mouth. Don't let tonight go by without taking this easy step toward firmer gums, sounder teeth, and the lovable charm that goes with a sparkling smile. Ask your druggist for an economical tube of Ipana toothpaste today. Will the grand jury indict Max in the gambling racket case? If an indictment is returned, the trial will follow, and Max will be prosecuted by District Attorney McGraw, who is determined to send everybody connected with the syndicate to prison for a long term. What will happen? Don't miss tomorrow's chapter of radio's most fascinating serial story, The Life of Mary Southern.